I love the phrase, "We don't have problems, we have situations." Let's talk about the plan on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Today's episode is called What's the Plan? And we're talking about planning. Do you have a plan? What are the elements of your plan? I'm going to talk about all that planning stuff. I think it's really good to do that. But first, this is that moment in the podcast where I want to say thank you so much for listening. I love doing these podios, these podcast videos, and really appreciate that you're here. Please do me a favor. If there's something that I've said that has helped you, if you have shared this with somebody else, that's great. Please go to Casting Actors Cast, the YouTube channel. Please subscribe. That would be so helpful to me. If you're on iTunes, for example, I would love to increase my visibility. So if you leave a review, if you leave a like, if you subscribe, all of those things help contribute to me knowing that there are folks out there who are really using this information. And I know we're up to 16,000 downloads of Casting Actors Cast, and I am so grateful. But I need your help. By giving me some positive feedback, by letting me know that you're listening, that you're out there. Also, by going to castingactorscast.com, all one word. And you can get a free downloadable PDF book by filling out that form. And the form says, a dive into the talent pool. You know, a little joke, a little humor there. Also, there's a way that you can leave me a voicemail. It's really cool. You just click on it and you can give me a verbal message, which I would love to hear as well. But when you do the comment form, that'll open up another box where you can download a 100-page free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a book that I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago, all about doing voiceover work, voice acting. And so that's free. So I would hope that you would participate, join this kind of cool community of actors from all over the world who are learning what it is to be a professional in the business of show. Thank you so much. So today's podio, the podcast, What's the Plan? You know, when I came up with this idea today about the podcast, I know we've talked circles a little bit in very early podcasts of Casting Actors Cast. I thought, you know what? I want to expound on this just a little bit more because some people are very adverse to having a plan. Like my wife, for example, she will say, you know what? If I plan something and I try to stick to that plan, then that precludes other opportunities that might take place. And boy, what a great, you know, I mean, that's really smart, right? That's really a smart way to view it. My feeling is a little bit different. I always think that having a plan of action, it's not the same as a plan, and I'm going to explain that difference. The plan of action are things on your checklist that you know you need to accomplish to take it to the next level. That's the plan of action. Just having a plan, like saying, in 6 months' time, I'm going to have a commercial agent, or I'm going to leave the business. So that's kind of a setup, right? You don't really have that much in control of being able to make that kind of statement, right? Nobody does. In 5 months' time, if I don't win the lottery, I am going to go to the poorhouse. Really? Is that what you're going to do? So setting yourself up in a negative way is never a good idea. But a plan of action means, you know what? I've got to do new pictures in 6 months. That's on my list. I want to really make sure that I have interviews with at least 3 agents over the next 2 months. I'm going to be aggressive about that. I'm going to submit myself for as many projects as I possibly can that I'm right for within the next 6 months. Those are achievable goals. So that's a plan of action. Action implying something that you can achieve. Now, I know the discipline of that, and I know my last podcast, my last patio, was all about ranting about discipline, and I feel a little differently today. I'm feeling a little bit better today about that situation. By the way, I hope you listen to that. I hope you give me some feedback if you've had some thoughts about that. But today, the plan of action are things that are tangible, things that you can put on a checklist to help you feel more confident, to help you feel more successful, and to take your career to the next level. Now, I mentioned two things already, right? New pictures. Here's the thing about pictures is that you're going to need new pictures more often the younger you are. If you're between 18 and, let's say, 28, that 10-year span, you must really consider getting pictures updated every 6 months to 9 months. Now, I know that sounds like a lot. I know that it's financially burdensome. I get it. I understand that. But that leads me to another kind of point about this is how attached, how inspired you are to doing this profession. You know, a side note is that I know a lot of actors who, in order to make, they have to live, right? They have to eat. They have to pay rent. They have bills to pay. They have responsibilities. So they have to take these money gigs while they are also actors. Now, listen, I appreciate that. In fact, I'm so inspired by those actors who are taking gigs on weekends or taking, you know, money jobs, catering, dog walking, bartending, waitressing. I'm just so amazed and really thrilled that people are figuring it out. They're figuring out what to do to make ends meet, but also to start achieving some of their career goals in acting. So I'm not negative about those things. Here's where I am negative about those things, though. That is when your life work takes over your ability to do your art, to do your acting. You know, we've had a couple of jobs over the past week that we've called actors up about and made offers to, and they just couldn't afford to go out of town. They said, you know what? You know, I would love to do the part. It's a great part, but I just can't afford to go out of town because I have to sublet my apartment. I have to let go of this waiter or waitressing job. And, you know, the question becomes, are you a waiter? Are you an actor? Now, if you're a waiter, that's fine. If that's what you want to do, God love you. It's hard work. And I really appreciate when I'm at a restaurant, I really love people who are really into their work and really like what they do. That's great. But that doesn't mean that you're an actor. You're an actor when you're acting. So again, this isn't a rant. It's just one of those things that just kind of surprises me that I know that there are these life issues that have to be taken care of. You have to take care of yourself. But keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye and your focus on what's going on. And one of the ways you can do that is having a plan. What is the plan? So the plan are those action plan things on your checklist of that you can do in order to feel accomplished. And that is, having the what if scenarios is really a good thing to think through in your head. Like, what if I had this offer to go out of town to do this regional theater job, even though it might not pay very much? Do I have an option in terms of my subletting? Can I ask my employer if I would have a position if I came back in 16 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever the gig time is out of town? So those are questions that you can find out that you might not have asked. Maybe you're too afraid to ask. But in other words, keep thinking in terms of what are the contingency plans that you as an actor can have should an offer happen, should something really great come your way. Holding out for an in-town television show that's going to be shooting two blocks from your house doesn't make sense. That's not the kind of thinking I'm talking about. Sure, that would be great, wouldn't it? That would really be great for anybody, It'd be great for me if I had to cast and all I had to do was go downstairs. So you understand what I'm saying is thinking in terms of the what-if scenarios, and the action plan is, what if this job were to be mine? How could I manage that? How could I manage that? So that's one of the things. So the action plan can be short term, like if I got this job next week. Checklist, pictures, and resumes. Are you updating your resume? What are you doing in terms of your classes? I've got a few podcasts on classes I'd love for you to listen to if you haven't listened to. Put yourself through the checklist, the plan. Now, the beauty of it is that you've created the checklist. You can change the checklist. That can be malleable. Ooh, good word. It can be malleable. But having that checklist, putting it on your refrigerator or putting it on a sheet that you can see on a daily basis, really having those kind of positive projections will do a lot for your confidence level and for your energy level, that your energy is not going to be depleted because of those things that didn't get accomplished. Your energy is going to be revitalized, I promise you, because you've started to achieve those things on your checklist. So that's the short-term plan. Now, here's how I feel about a long-term action plan. Now, the long-term action plan, again, because it's further out into the future, it might be a little more murky. It might be a little more difficult to assess a decent action plan. But nevertheless, here are some thoughts about a future action plan. One would be the representation that you have now versus the reputation you hope to have 5 years from now. And the representation you hope to have 5 years from now should be at a level, or would be a great idea if it were at a level where you're getting constant opportunities to do your work as an actor. So is that a larger agency? Is that you've established yourself at a status or at a place in your career that people are now calling you up and making appointments for you in a 5-year plan? In a 7 to 10 year plan, your career would be such that maybe you're getting offers without having to audition. Now that would be a fantastic thing, right? That you've done enough work that your acting skills and the jobs that you've done are known enough to make you a commodity, to make you somebody that could be in demand. And, you know, that's no small feat, but that could be a 7 to 10 year projection. How would that feel? Put yourself in that place mentally, emotionally. Where would you be? Maybe in that 7 to 10 year plan, you have a manager because there are all kinds of things happening, opportunities going on, that there's somebody there sort of managing you and deciding what choices would be best, a sort of career development type choices for you. See, I always think that you should act as if you are in your 5-year goal right now. So imagine where you will be 5 years from now and be that now. There's nothing wrong with that, and something I encourage you to consider. So having that short and long-term setting goals is really, really, I think, a great way for you to codify and focus on those things. Because I can tell you firsthand, I can tell you from my own experience, it was really, really difficult to do 3 things a day towards my career. But that was the goal I set for myself. I said to myself, self, I said, do 3 things a day toward your acting career and you will be a winner. That's what I said. So every day, I had 3 things that I had to accomplish. Usually the night before, I would decide what that checklist would be, and then I would accomplish that checklist. So if it was like, I'm going to go to the gym, because physically I want to feel better, I want to look better, I'm going to go to the gym and do a really good workout so I physically am ready to do what might be asked of me as an actor. So checklist. I'm going to read a new play. So this playwright has come out with a new play. I'm going to read this play and see if there's anything that I could do. Maybe there's a monologue I can get from it. Maybe it's helping me understand where the trend is happening in terms of playwriting. I'm going to do that. That's number 2. Number 3, I'm going to watch a few television shows that I think I might be right for. And guess what? When I watch those television shows, I'm going to make a specific effort to find out who's the casting director for that show. Do you do that? I hope you do, as an actor. It would be a great disciplined thing for you when you watch the movie credits to make a note of who you've watched. When you go to an audition, do you make a note of who you auditioned with? When you watch a television, when you're binging out on some cool television show, I hope you're watching television shows that are shooting in your area or in your country or in your state or wherever, but I hope you're making a note of who that casting director is. Those are the kinds of things that you can do to reinforce your good feeling about being a participant in this business, because after all, that's the biggest worry. Too many times life stuff gets in the way of experiencing your career motives and objectives. I've seen actors, really talented folks, they have really good money gigs being a waiter or a waitress or a bartender. One actor in particular, he's a bartender and he has to close the bar up at 2 o'clock in the morning. He makes great money. He's got a nice apartment. But guess what? He's so tired he can't go to auditions. So now, if I held up a mirror to this actor who's really talented, it kind of breaks my heart, I would say, you're a professional bartender. Be that. Be okay with that. If you're not okay with that, do something about it. So we really don't have problems, right? We have situations. We have things in our path that prevent us from achieving our action plan. And what I'm asking you to consider is, first of all, what are those things that are in the way? What are those things that are keeping you from achieving the action plan? Without excuses, right? You're not saying, well, you know, I have to pay my college off, and I'm a graduate, so I've got to make, I'm going to stay home, I'm going to live at home, I'm going to take a part-time job and pay back some bills and things that I owe before I come in and be an actor. You know what? I admire that. I think that's great. But what are you doing as an actor during that time? Maybe you're taking an acting class. Maybe you're going to a dance class. Maybe you're going to a gym. Maybe you're watching some television shows that you think you're right for, and you're watching who that casting director is, that you're making an action plan. The first step of making an action plan is to say, step one, make action plan, then check it off. Those are the kinds of things you need to challenge yourself with. And here's the real reason why, in my mind, I'm looking at my time here. Here's the real reason why I'm bringing all of this up. As a creative person, it's really, really hard to do those business discipline things. We've nurtured our talent. We've developed our talent. We love the fact that we're talented. We know how to read a script and interpret a character. So when we have these business kinds of things, when we have these logistical, situational things that we have to address, we oftentimes just don't want to do that. Don't want to participate. I'm asking you to consider doing that. Please let me know what your action plan is. Go to Casting Actors Cast. Go to the comments forum. Let me know what your action plan is. I would love to share that with others. What circumstances do you have that is preventing you from achieving your acting career goals? I would love to know that. Maybe I can be of help. Because you know what? I've been there. And now I'm a casting director and looking at all of this wonderful talent and wondering, what is their action plan? What are they doing for themselves in their career? Gosh, I hope I've given you something that you can use. That's the most important thing. And I really appreciate you tuning in to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. And by the way, I hope to see you next time. This is Casting Actors Cast. Thanks so much.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.